I'm Jack Darrell in Ketchikan with your year in review. It's been a heck of a year here. We saw record-breaking tourist numbers and, like much of the Southeast, a fair share of landslides. Across public forums, the community passionately tackled topics from housing costs to library books to mental health resources. A canoe from Hawaii landed on the shores of Ketchikan.
We're the voyaging canoe, Hokulea. We come from Hawaii. We come to your lands to respectfully ask for permission to enter your waterways, to spend time on your lands.
And a tour bus landed in Ketchikan Creek.
The vehicle went backwards down Venetia, crossed over Park Avenue, over the sidewalk railing, and crashed rear end first into the creek where it laid to rest.
2023 was also a big year for the landscape of Ketchikan. The Three Bears grocery store opened in Saxman, adding a third major grocery option to the island. Soho Coho, the longtime home of Ketchikan artist Ray Troll, announced his closure, and the local Trident plant went up for sale. Maybe most notably, though, was the loss of the American Legion, which burned in early September. The tragedy sent shockwaves through Ketchikan. Rebuilding the historic post became a cause that united the city. But there were other causes that the community stood divided on in 2023. One that dominated the public conversation was library books.
You talk about how it's your right to protect our kids from these images, but have you ever thought about our children, our own children's rights? As children and teens, we have the right to read what we want, when we want, the same way you do according to the First Amendment.
Public forums across Ketchikan were filled with voices speaking out for and against the placement of a book in the teen section of the library. Beginning in earnest in February, book bans remain an ongoing debate going into 2024. And censorship is only one issue that brought community members up to the podium at city and borough meetings, town halls, and elsewhere. Homelessness and the housing crisis also prompted debate.
And it's the same thing that's happening with the people that are being pushed out of the shelter because they're causing problems, is that they're going and they're sleeping on people's doorways. I mean, where are these people going to sleep?
Local government worked with residents to come up with solutions. It's too soon to tell how or when those ideas will be put into practice. But in 2024, the city, the borough, and Saxman are working together to build $4.5 million worth of new affordable housing units. And through it all, the community began to gather again. Many events suspended during COVID came back. Arts fairs, the monthly grind. The community mourned the losses of Kluwak Police Chief Terry Stonecipher and Haida Elder Fred Hamilton Sr., but also found many reasons to celebrate, especially graduation day and the renaming of the town Arendelle in honor of the Kehi Drama Kings and the high school debut of the musical Frozen.
Therefore, I, Dave Kiefer, mayor of the city of Ketchikan, hereby declare that Ketchikan will be known as Arendelle. And the city motto will be, "The rain never bothered us anyway."
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Jack Darrell.